Honestly, fellas, jack off. If you feel like you're going to cheat, jack off, and I promise you that feeling going to go away. But I'm trying to think of something that I personally have. Don't interrupt your partner in an argument if you guys are trying to get to the bottom of it, because that won't bring you anywhere.
So it should be active listening, pretty much. So, active but listening. The don't is don't interrupt. So, like, I have a problem with that. When he be going off, I don't let him finish. I try to just cut him off. Because I'm hard at it, honestly. And I'm still working on it.
But see, I like that better. Shit, though. Yes. I like that shit. I like that shit. It's funny because, and I'm like, look, baby girl. Like, I'm not saying that, like, toxicness is what I'm used to. But I need you to be a little spicy. I need you to bite back. I'm not saying listen to everything I'm saying. All I'm saying is just, like, listen to everything I'm saying. That's all.
That makes sense, but okay.
This is Let's Talk Forella, and this episode is brought to you by Hydra Affirmations. Remember, it's game time. Grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively. And on today's episode, I have a special guest star, the number one guest star, my wife, Mrs. Jackson.
Hi, everybody.
She's shy. This is her first time on camera, but she agreed to do a podcast with me because I asked her to, and she loves me.
He forced me to.
So this episode is going to be about the biggest trial, like one of the biggest trials and tribulations that we felt that we needed to overcome to progress in our relationship. And this one is going to be about money relationships, talking openly in your relationships about money, planning out money dates, and understanding what delayed gratification means. So the importance of communication in a relationship. How do you feel? How important do you feel communication is in a relationship?
Very important. It might be hard for some people to like talk to each other, but you have to work through it and be open and honest. You can't get butt hurt. You have to be open about it when you talk to your partners.
Yes, 100%. And just so you guys know, everything I have on the prompter is to keep all our ideas in order. So if I stop and pause and we're reading, all the ideas are just structured in here to keep us both on the same track so it comes out even more better. To me, communication is absolutely important. I grew up in a household where communication was definitely not something that was talked about. And it's like, for me, with my wife, the hardest point in our relationship is when I wouldn't tell her how I felt, when we wouldn't talk about our money, when I just would just bottle everything up. And then when the littlest thing would make me mad, I would get angry and explode as if it was a situation that was occurring all the time. When in reality, it was lack of communication on my part. I didn't know how to express my feelings. And when she wanted the smallest bit of expression out of me, it would cause an explosion. And it was just because I felt like, oh, I was a man. I didn't have to be all nice and soft and gentle. And then she had to teach me, like, look, if you gonna be soft and gentle, at least be that with me. If you're not gonna talk to anybody else with your feelings, at least do it with me. So for me, communication is the biggest thing, because without it, shit, I probably would have been single. I would have been all fucked up trying to be a tough guy. And it would have been just simply based on the lack of communication on my part. Are you good with the communication part?
Honestly, yeah. And fellas, take his advice. If you guys are rude to your girls, they're going to get tired of it. And you will be single.
You will be single. And fellas, it's always a pattern. If she not talking to you, she not making you lunches anymore, you need to start asking her what's going on. You know what I'm saying? If you sleeping on the couch more than once, twice a week, and you saying, hey, babe, I'm going out with my boys, and she just say, oh, she don't care, and you start feeling like, man, like, my girl being real nonchalant lately, fellas, start asking the right questions. Start opening up. Stop being a dick. And communicate with your woman. Honestly, at the end of the day, communication is the absolute best part. And to go along with communication, what helped us out was communicating our financial plans with each other. So How big do you feel that talking about money is in a relationship?
It's very important, especially if you guys want to build together. If you be kind of like, oh, this is my money and I'm not going to share with you, it really causes a problem. We did that for the longest, and honestly, it made a really, really big, like, problem pretty much.
It made big problems, because it's like, you got to understand that when you're in a relationship, you're one person. If you're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend and y'all going to live alone, okay, that's one thing. If y'all going to start living together and you guys are talking about kids, you guys are talking about buying a house, you guys are talking about traveling, you guys are talking about shit, probably even shopping more. You guys also have to talk about, hey, what are you doing with your money? What am I doing with my money? Because all these trips and shit that we said we want to do, we're not getting close to any of them, because on paper, we don't have boxes that we're checking off. We don't have deadlines that we're meeting. And in reality, the money should be one entity. Look, I know a lot of you guys might not agree, but it's more so she has a checking and savings. I have a checking and savings. We have high yield savings, but then we have a joint checking and savings, because we take each other accountable for money being spent, for how much money you're saving, for we'll even have competitions like, hey, how much money did you save? How much money did you invest? And this wasn't shit that we always talked about. We was shopping all the time, spending reckless money all the time.
Running up our credit cards. Not telling each other.
Look, it's always a huge, it's, I want to say the biggest aha moment, like when you're like, oh shit, is when you and your partner are going through it, bills are getting paid, but you're like, man, I feel like we're in an endless fucking cycle of shit not getting handled. And then you guys sit there and you sit there and you're talking like, yo, how high is your balance right now? Cause my shit fucked up. And then she looking at me and we just start laughing like, wow, this whole time we thought we was handling shit, when in reality we wasn't taking each other accountable. And then it became, hey, what's that balance right there? Okay, when are you gonna pay that off? And then it became, okay, if we're using our cards, by the end of the week, this balance is paid off.
Another thing is, though, is pride. For the longest, yes. I didn't want to ask him for help or anything like that, and vice versa.
Yes, yes, yeah, yes, pride. Because it's like, look, we're both in better shit, way better situations now than we were then. But it was like, shit, when I had a part-time job, and fellas, don't let the whole mentality of, oh, I'm the man, I got to be the provider, I got to do absolutely anything, fuck up your pockets. Because sometimes you got to be like, babe, I need you to go half. And you got to understand that 50-50, fellas, if you going half on bills, you got to go half on dishes. You got to go half on cooking. You got to go half on everything that you would think that, oh, my woman is supposed to do this. Because to be honest, I was on that little stupid ass shit. I'm like, we going half on bills, but I'm expecting her to cook and clean all the time. And then after a while, when I got better in my situation, I was like, you know what? How about I handle all the bills? I do laundry. I do the dishes sometimes. And then you just cook.
You don't.
I just did the dishes the other day.
I know, I'm just messing with you.
But, I mean, how do you feel about that?
Honestly, it got better once we talked about it. We started sharing responsibilities. We're more open about it, pretty much. And don't be afraid to talk. Because if you're afraid to talk, what's the point of being in a relationship? Why hide things from each other? And not going to lie, I learned that growing up from my parents. And they're just really quiet. And Dwayne actually made me open up and talk. And when we started talking and share things, it made me become more like gentle and not so masculine and cut off and like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. Honestly, when you have that type of communication, it makes the other person feel more comfortable. Because I'm pretty sure one of us are too scared to speak up 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, 100% in a relationship. it's easy to feel insecure, like, man, what is my partner gonna think about me? Mm-hmm. Damn, they're gonna think I'm hella dumb because I'm spending all this money and I don't know how to manage my shit. And in reality, if you hold each other accountable, you have a deadline, like, hey babe, let's save up this much money for our trip. Let's save up this much money to go shopping. Let's save up this amount of money to go here. Because if you got a wedding you want to plan, you guys are planning on getting engaged because you guys actually want to start a life with each other, these are all things that should most definitely be talked about. Don't get me wrong. If you're not in this realm, hey, what the fuck are you guys talking about? We've been doing good. You might not be on the level of being serious yet, but if you are on the level of getting serious and actually acting like one, the money conversation and being honest with, hey, what you got going on? This is what I have going on. Full transparency. She has her money. I have my money. We have our money. And at the end of the day, if she needs anything, she knows she's taken care of. If I need anything, I know I'm taken care of because the way that we structured how we set our money up for ourselves, now we're in a place where we not tripping about money as much as we used to when we was keeping shit a secret and keeping shit separate. How important is it to talk about financial goals and emphasizing what matters with your partners? How do you feel about that?
Super important, because you guys have to make sure you're on the same page. And if you guys aren't on the same page, at least talk about it to see if you guys understand each other. If you're in two different places, it's going to be kind of hard to reach a goal. If you want to do this or you want to save money this way and the other person doesn't agree, then you guys going to start bumping heads. Yes. We've done that a lot of times.
Yes.
And then and another thing is to work on explaining things to your partner in a way they can understand without sounding like you're attacking them. And all that, pretty much.
Like, pretty much what she means by that is, in my household, I never realized how much money was a problem when my parents would fight and things would get extremely physical. And it's like, I'm somebody who, if majority of you know me, I'm extremely practical, I'm extremely blunt, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, I'm trying to get the point across in the best way that I know it. And not everybody's communication skills is like that. Not everybody comes from trauma. Not everybody communicates in trauma. Look, for my situation, I would, hey, babe, you need to X, Y, and Z. You need to do this. And it was like, yo, bro, chill. You getting yelled at and you fucking being in your turmoil is how you talk. But how about we make a plan that best fits her situation, best fits when she gets paid in her bills, and let me make a situation that best fits me? Because the biggest thing was, honestly, was just a whole bunch of assumption. Like, when you spending money crazily and you spending money reckless and you don't really have a grasp on your financial plan, it's like you'll get paid, you'll go broke, and then you're looking at your partner like, yo, what the fuck are you not paying for? Because now I'm broke, so what you got going on? And it's like, bro, you were the one not managing your money well, and now I don't have to tell you, and now we fighting over some dumbass money shit.
Yeah. You guys honestly need to make sure you're both, like, serious about the relationship when it comes to financial things. If you know that you guys are just here just to have a fling, it's not going
to
work.
Keep your money to yourself,
keep your money to yourself. But if you're planning on getting married, building a life together, that's when you guys need to initiate that conversation and really talk about how you, like, your views on money, because people are different. We were totally different. Now it's kind of similar because we talk about it so often to make sure that we understand, like, hey babe, how do you want to save money? Hey babe, what are we going to do with this bill? How do you want to handle it? So you guys have to go with the plan with each other that works for both of you guys.
Yes.
That's another thing.
Yes, in ways where it's like, hey, babe.
Spark that conversation.
Have a money date. A money date is when you sit down with your woman, sit down with your man, sit down with your they, he, she, them, whatever. The best absolute thing that you can do, turn the TV off. Light some candles. Get you a piece of paper. Pull out your iPad. Write down all of the bills you have, subscriptions, phone bills, car payments, She writes down all the bills that she has for herself personally. Then you write down the amount of money that you spend on food, on groceries, the amount of money that, shit, you could be spending on a Apple subscription or something like that. Write down where your money's going, and then write down, the biggest thing for me is I work a lot of overtime. So the best thing for me and for you guys or gals that work a lot is your money plan should be based off of a 40-hour work week. I didn't realize that when I was basing my shit off of overtime, and then when shit wouldn't go to plan, I'm like, yo, where's this money at that I would normally have? And it's like, in reality, I wasn't accounting for the overtime that I was not working. And once you take accountability for that and you see your physical number of how much money that you make every month, then you really go and wonder, what was my biggest wake-up call? We sat and had a money date. I'm a big fan of Mary Jane. And at the time, this was the biggest burn hole in my pocket. I'm sitting here and I'm like, man, I want to invest more. Damn, babe, I want to put more towards our future. What can I cut back on? The first thing she says is, you should cut back on that Mary. And I'm like, you know what? Let me calculate how much money I'm spending. It was over, what, like $600?
A month.
$600 on Mary. That's the Mary. That's the roll-ups. That's the lighters. And it was just, honestly, it was this, just the stupidest fucking thing ever. And the only reason I was doing it is because anytime I got around somebody, I had the best Mary. I had the best Za, smelled the best, smoked the best. Who gives a fuck? Who cares? Like, if you try to build a future with your woman, I don't know why I had that philosophy at the time, but I was spending a lot of money reckless. Shit, even on shoes and clothes.
We both were on that part. Shoes and clothes. For no reason. Now we don't even have half of those shoes and clothes. Ever realized it was stupid.
Realized it was dumb. Gave some of that shit away. Most of it got sold. A lot of shoes got given away. And that's when we started to understand the benefits of delayed gratification. If you guys don't know what delayed gratification means, that means, man, I really want this, but financially, I can't afford it. If you can't buy it twice, you can't afford it once. And the reality of it is, I need to save. I need to invest. I do need to look at my credit card balance. I should check on my student loans that have been sitting and then put that off until later, because I promise you, when you pay that card off, when you pay those student loans off, and when you have no debt, and then you go get that watch or those pairs of shoes you wanted when you had the debt, it's gonna feel so much better. How do you feel about delayed gratification?
Beneficial when you're ready for it. If you're not ready for it, you're frustrated, you don't understand. And once you get into the mindset of understanding why it's so important, then it will be worth it, honestly. Like waiting to buy it, right? That's pretty much what it means. Mm-hmm. And like waiting to take that trip. It's going to feel good when you're on a trip and you have the right amount of money. You're not sitting there constantly checking your bank account. You're swiping because you saved so much money. A lot of people don't understand the bigger picture when it comes to that. So until you're ready for that, make sure your money is right, your mindset is right before you really understand that, honestly. That's what I think.
Yeah, 100%. Honestly, a lot of people don't understand how big your mindset is when it comes to money, because everybody thinks, man, if I had more money, my situation would be better. But in reality is if you had a better mindset, you would have more money to make your situation better. Meaning the outlook on how you look at your job, how you look at your overtime, how you look at, like, a lot of folks are here, how much this person makes, how much that person makes. And then they'll sit there and go, oh, well, I only make this much an hour. And it's like, bro, apply yourself. You can do it. You were not born at your job position. You can acquire the skills and abilities to get that job, to make that salary. It all starts with the mind. It all starts with understanding that prolonging those fucking off-white shoes or prolonging those purple jeans or that new Louis Vuitton bag will feel so much better when you have $20,000 in your bank account. And then it's like, you know what? Let me now buy this Louis Vuitton purse because I actually saved up the money and made sure that I wasn't in an uncomfortable situation. Because it's like, look, the reality of it is majority of people do have debt. So talking about money is like that taboo that makes a lot of couples uncomfortable. It makes a lot of individuals uncomfortable. And when you don't truly understand the situation, you can't really dive deep and dissect what the root of the problem is. But it all starts with your mind. Why do you think so many lottery winners win the lottery and go broke? It's not because they had lack of money. They had lack of mind. They had lack of ambition. They had lack of vision. And that is what fucks up the money. Sit down with your partner. Ask, hey, what do you have going on? This is what I have going on.
Be honest. Don't lie.
Be honest. Don't lie. Fellas, this is the girl who see you on soft. Why would you lie to her? Why? Why? Y'all want to be so honest with your homeboys. Why? This is the woman I'm sleeping next to naked. I'd be walking around the house soft.
But if you can't trust your partner with money, then reconsider your partner too.
Yes, 100%.
Like, that's just facts. If you guys can't sit there and talk, you can't talk about anything, and especially when it comes to money, you guys are not going to be financially good for each other.
Not at all.
You guys are wasting each other's time. A lot of us do that.
100%. 100%. If I was in a situation where she was checking me like, okay, look at you. What about the amount of money you spend? And I hit her with, don't worry about me. I'm going to just do me. That probably would have fucked the whole situation up.
Honestly.
And it's like, no, you got to be honest. You got to be vulnerable. And like you just said, if you can't trust that person with money, how can we build together? House costs money. Kids cost money. Car costs money. I can't trust you with the number one shit. Let's not even call money money. Let's call that shit an asset or a material that we all need. Like, if I can't trust you with this material, how can I trust you to farm our life? How can I trust you to raise our kids, to pay our car off, our house off? We're going to be in debt forever? Putting things off to the end is so beneficial. And we learned that the hard way after buying all the shoes, all the clothes and everything up front when we wasn't making no money. And then you just sitting at home with a whole bunch of designer shit like,
with debt, credit card debt.
Credit card debt. Just sitting there like,
money and we're paying for it.
Yeah. And now we making money. And now, shit, now we fucking don't have none of the designer shit. And honestly, it feels so much better to actually be able to travel, to be able to not worry about having so much fucking debt, and to not be worried about them. Got these new shoes, though. Got that new Louis Vuitton bag. And it's like, bro, who cares? Nobody cares about you as much as you. What do you feel are some of the key points in a relationship when it comes to communication and money planning?
The key points? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like we're repeating ourselves, but being open, being honest. When your partner give you constructive criticism, learn how to take it from them. If you guys can't communicate when you're trying to better each other, then it's not going to go anywhere. You guys are just going to bump heads 24/7. And it's not good to do that, guys. No. A toxic relationship is not like the thing to have, honestly.
That's just spicy, but it's not healthy. Not at all. And for me personally, same thing. Be honest. Take criticism well. Take accountability. Be vulnerable. Show that shit. Show me your bank statements. Show me your credit card statements. Show me your subscriptions. We're in a relationship. If you don't feel all these are key points to actually building together, then hey, if it's working for you, good luck. But the real deal, we're building something together, king and queen, to build a castle. You got to make sure you handling your treasure well. And shit. Taking accountability, being honest, not being prideful.
That is true.
Not being, I'm the man. My daddy handled all the money. I'm handling the money.
Whoever's making more money, you shouldn't put your partner down. That's another thing too.
No.
Don't do that.
No.
We did that to each other.
Yeah, we did that when she was big Teflon Don. And then, shit, she was treating me like a hoe.
He was acting like a hoe.
And then now that the situation has changed, it's like, fellas, understand the 50-50. If you make more, your girl should not be paying half of anything. You got to find a balance. If the bill is $100, shit, pay $75. She paying the rest. But in our situation, our 50-50 is, in my situation, I handle the bills. She cooks. I sometimes do the dishes. I help with groceries, and I prefer to do the laundry. And that totally works out for us. We have weekly checkups on credit cards. We have weekly check-ins on investment accounts. And we always check in to say, hey, when are we planning our next vacation?
Honestly, so you guys are on the same page, it doesn't feel like you're being micromanaged or being like kept track of.
You know? Yes.
That makes sense.
And honestly, that is our money management and communication advice. So the next topic that we're going to talk about that we both feel that is extremely important is do's and don'ts in a relationship and things that we regret doing in our 20s. So for do's and don'ts in a relationship, what are some most definite do's that you feel you cannot live without?
So to start off with is effective communication. So active listening. And I have a problem with this. I low-key have ADHD when Dwayne talks to me. For example, when your partner is expressing something they're interested in, even if you're not interested in it, at least listen. Do not like just ignore them, because when you basically don't pay attention, like, you guys should be able to share each other interests and be there and support each other. That's yes. One thing, honestly, I have a problem with that.
Yeah, 100%. It's like, for example, you come home from work. Obviously, you guys work two totally different jobs in two totally different worlds. It's like, fellas, my best thing is like, when your girl tell you about fucking Amanda from work, you better know who the fuck Amanda from work is. If she's saying John from accounting is a dick, I know exactly who John is and exactly who Amanda is. Like, I do my absolute best to understand everything about her workday, just to keep that. I really needed to release that after a long day expression, because 9 times out of 10, I don't know what she'd be talking about. Her job is insane to me, but I do my best and nod my head and fuck that bitch and you deserve that raise.
But another thing is to build a routine where it works for you. I work from home. He's out 12 hours a day. When he comes home, the first thing I want to do is blabber my mouth. But honestly, I learned to let him come in, unwind, go shower, go eat, then talk his ear off. So just figure out what works for you guys, honestly.
It's like, fellas, if you have an extremely physical, above 8, 9, 10 hour job, when I come home from work, I want to put my lunch pail down, take my work boots off, go take a shit in the bathroom, take all my clothes off, clean my face, because my job's physical as hell and I'm outside. I got pimples, bug bites, spider bites. I'm fucking cleaning my face. Then I got to get that Mary Mary. My wife, she is really, really good about, as soon as I'm done with everything, hot, fresh cooked meal every night. If she has a long day at work, we go out and get food, or I'll throw something in the stove. But for the most part, I have a hot cooked meal, got my Mary Mary, and then she gives me time to decompress. And it all came with,
time, honestly.
Yes, time.
It took a lot of time. We used to argue, go at it with each other. When I would have a bad day, I'm mentally drained, I would tell him to leave me alone. I would tell him to shut up. I don't feel like talking. And that's not the right way to go about it.
Yeah, or my biggest thing is I'd have a bad day at work. I'd come home. I'm mean to her. I'm yelling at her. And in reality, work is at work. Home is home.
Separate the two.
Work is where you go to make your money. Home is where you go to relax and unwind. And I learned to turn the mean, oh, I just got out of work, do you know how much I work today? Bro, who gives a fuck? I'm at home with you. You bring me peace. So after a while, I learned how to turn the angry off when I come home. Like, I'm just chilling, just give me my time, and honestly, we're good. Honestly, for me, I feel like big dudes are definitely understanding. Like, for me, like, shit, I was always yelling, always extremely mad, just like was just really not a great guy in the beginning, not at all. And honestly, it really came with me always identifying that, shit, I never seen real love in my household. I never seen a father. Shit, my stepfather was abusive as fuck. I never seen him sit and talk to my mom. I never seen my mom sit and talk to him. It was always yelling and fighting. So anytime she wanted to talk about something that I felt challenged me, I would get mad and explode. And it was like, bro, chill out. Listen to what I gotta say and understand a little bit. And shit, that
honestly, so that would be like fostering a safe place for like open communication.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much not being reactive. If you don't like something you hear, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, we both had trouble with that. I came from a home where my parents, one would be super verbal, one would just shut down. And I got that quality of shutting out. Anytime he would get mad and try to like talk about it, I would just be like, I don't want to talk about it, and walk in the room and not talk to him for like a day or two.
Yes.
He honestly nipped that in the butt.
What?
You made me like, oh yeah, stop doing that. Because honestly, that was like, and it's bad to keep everything bottled up, because when I would get mad, I would explode. Everybody think I was sweet, but Dwayne seen the dark side.
I seen the dark side of baby D. She was a little baby devil. And to be honest, the only reason that I was comfortable to push her to please open up is because, shit, in a toxic household, regardless of how bad it is, you do learn some good qualities. Mm-hmm. Having a bipolar mom, I learned to forgive fast.
Which is sad, but honestly, we took the best of our traumas, right?
Yeah. She'd come in, beat my ass. I'm laying on the ground crying.
Stop.
She'd come back in, give me kisses. So anytime she would explode on me and I get mad, I turn right back around and forgive her. Ask her. My wife always tells me my best and worst quality is my forgiveness.
Having a big heart. Is there really the benefit of the doubt? And I'm the total opposite. I don't like you until I get to know you.
She the demon. I always warn people. I'm like, look, if you meet my wife, however she feels about you is how I'm gonna feel about you. Because why?
You're super nice. You give everybody a chance. Me, if I'm quiet, it's because I'm observing you, honestly.
True.
So, yeah.
I always try to see the good, but once I see the bad, I'm just donezo with it.
What works for us that's to do is honestly telling each other everything. I had a lot of friends where they thought it was weird that I told Dwayne everything. But I was like, if you're in a relationship, especially a marriage, why don't you guys want to tell each other everything? Why are you being secretive? Because that's how a lot of things get, like, how would you say it? Like, if you hide a lot of things, it's just gonna build up and eventually blow up in your guys' faces. The secrets you keep, it no matter how small it is, you shouldn't. I mean, it's just
shit. To be honest, I've learned to keep it all the way a buck, because it's like, you are the number one person on my team who knows all my weaknesses, knows all my faults, knows what I'm working towards. So it's like, why not be honest and vulnerable with each other? Like, shit, there was a point in our relationship where we had gotten so bad where, shit, I was texting women and she was texting men. And honestly, it came to a point where we're both sitting there and I'm like, dude, I don't want to spend my life with none of these bitches. I'm definitely not the type of dude to run around throwing dick everywhere. And I'm like, I'm over here being insecure in my household because I know what my role, what I'm supposed to do for my woman. At the time, she was the breadwinner. I'm broke. I wasn't making no money. I didn't have no goals and ambitions. I wasn't working towards nothing. So I'm over here trying to be halfway to all these other individuals when in reality, I just needed to be all the way me for my woman at home. And this shit, we sat and we talked about the shit and then just laughed about it.
It was funny because he told me everything. I was like, okay. But once he heard I actually started talking to other guys, he was like, oh, So I really fucked up. It gave him a wake up call.
Yeah.
Ladies, don't be afraid. Unless your man is probably abusive, then yeah, you know better. But I knew he had to hear it to know that I was serious. Like,
shit. Not only that, but I'm getting emails like condos in fucking Roseville.
You did not get emails.
I seen some shit. And I'm like, you looking at condos in Roseville? She like, yeah, like I'm getting the fuck out of here. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? And then shit, it's even crazier because it's like at the time I'm going out to Vegas. I went on a guy's trip with Vegas. Fellas, if you not single and you not trying to be on the whole shit, Vegas is boring as fuck. And then the biggest thing for me is when I had told my wife that I was going to Vegas, this was all around the time shit was shaky. She was like, go ahead, I don't care. Bro, she didn't call me or text me. Boy, I was sweating. I was at the hotel room every fucking night picking up my phone on FaceTime. And it was because I wasn't being all the way me. And when your woman reaches the point of she don't give a fuck, you really fucked up because unlike men, women can tolerate. So if she's done tolerating that shit, then it's like, damn, bro, you really fucked up. And then, shit, hearing about everything she was doing, I didn't get mad because, in reality, I was on some dumbass shit. And my woman was in that situation because I wasn't being the man that I needed to be. I'm out here talking to females, and it's like, bro, I don't want to fuck none of y'all bitches. I'm not trying to start a life with none of y'all bitches. What the fuck am I doing? I just need to focus on my number one. I just need to fucking grind and actually give my all and actually build myself into something. And honestly, it really fucking worked out.
Honestly, it did. So that could lead into the next topic. Another deal is be when you're in a relationship, both of you guys have to be your own individual.
Yes. Yes.
Love yourself before you love anybody else. And we had to learn that together. We didn't love ourselves when we got together. We got each other at 17. So we learned all this together. We're willing to learn to grow with each other, but really, really find yourself so you can be the best version for your partner, honestly. That's a do for me.
Yeah.
Definitely take the time for yourself. Some people like to go out and be with friends, but at the same time, you remember, you're in a relationship. Don't neglect your partner when you're going out with your friends. Still check in. It's not bad to check in. If you guys share your locations, like, there's a level of toxic shared locations,
yeah,
and just doing it for safety purposes.
I personally share my location because I've had my phone stolen at least 3 fucking times.
And I don't check his location to see where he's at. I trust him. I do it if we're apart and he's out and about with his friends. I'm making sure he's safe. That's the only time. But if you're constantly checking to see where they're going, they're making sure you're going to the grocery store, I think y'all need to have a talk at that point. Honestly.
Yeah, you need to have a talk because there's a level of trust that you really have not hit yet. And it's like, for us, I share my location, absolutely no problem at all. And it's like, I like to be open. Shit, I like to be as open as possible with my woman because it's like, I ain't got shit to hide. Like, I want to be all the way straight with you as possible.
If you don't want to share stuff, go be single.
Yeah, go be single. And then, oh shit, what were you just saying?
Going back to the topic I said is to be individual in a relationship.
Yes. To add on to that, I wanted to say the number one reason that is important because when I was fat as fuck, when I was broke as fuck, that's when I was like on my dog shit. And that don't make no fucking sense.
Dusty vibes.
And it's like, now I got my shit together and it's like, wow, I got my shit together because of her, because I wanted to show my woman that, hey, I can be a provider. I can be somebody who can provide for you. And the number one thing that we had to understand is when you're in a relationship, it's not my wife's job to make me happy. It's not my job to make her happy. My job is to be happy with myself as an individual. Her job is to be happy with herself and love herself. And two people that love each other, love will coexist once we're in tune with each other. Love will always be a factor. So if you don't love yourself, I'm fat as fuck, I'm broke as fuck, I'm thinking about, damn, I can't be the man she need, so let me go be halfway to people who don't know my insecurities. Honestly, fellas, jack off. If you feel like you're gonna cheat, jack off, and I promise you that feeling gonna go away. But
you too much. But okay, let's see what else. So we've been doing do's. Let's do don'ts.
Let's do don'ts in a relationship.
It really depends what your boundaries are. So, what's a don't for it?
What's a don't? A big pet peeve. I'm trying to think of something that I personally have. Don't interrupt your partner in a argument if you guys are trying to get to the bottom of it, because that won't bring you anywhere.
So it should be active listening pretty much. So active but listening. The don't is don't interrupt. So like I have a problem with that. When he be going off, I don't let him finish. I try to just cut him off. Because I'm hard at it, honestly. And I'm still working on it. But
see, I like that shit, though. Yes. I like that shit. It's funny because even though you're hard-headed now, when I first got with her, she was so passive. She was so nonchalant. She never wanted to argue. Anything I said, she was just okay with it. And I'm like, look, baby girl. Like, I'm not saying that, like, toxicness is what I'm used to. But I need you to be a little spicy. I need you to bite back. I'm not saying listen to everything I'm saying. All I'm saying is just like listen to everything I'm saying. That's all.
You know, makes sense, but okay.
it's like I don't know. Like I like when you be like a little bit like pushy, but it's like for the most part, I submit to you, and it's like it's vice versa for me. It's like I'm yours, you are mine. There is no. It's like, shit, you do definitely make me feel like a man. You do definitely take care of me in all ways, shapes, and forms to make me feel that I'm the alpha. But at the same exact time, I pour into you and I give you anything and everything that you need for yourself. I do owe you some flowers. I have not forgot. Today is flower day.
That's a don't. Don't take no for an answer when it comes to flowers, ladies.
Don't take no for an answer. Get you a man that gets you flowers every 2 weeks. That is a definite mandatory.
Flowers in general. It doesn't have to be every 2 weeks. Whatever works for you guys.
Just in general. Don't whatever you settle. Can afford.
Don't teach him. Like, you know.
You know what?
Let me stop.
What else?
Let's see. For me, a don't is being hella friendly to the opposite sex. Let's go there. I hate that.
She hates it, but
there's a level though, like, you know, being cordial, being like friendly, but there's a friendly.
I'm a friendly guy. She got with me because damn, Dwayne, you're such a nice guy. Now we're together and wow, Dwayne, you're such a nice guy. And well, I'm like, it's I'm just because
I'm
me.
More just a standoffish person. Look, we're kind of opposites. That's why. But that's for me. Don't be super friendly.
True. Now, anytime we go into makeup places and hair places, what I do. Stand by and I just pull my head down. They'd be like, hey, how y'all doing? I'd be like,
no, you know, he'd be like, good.
No. Who, me?
Yeah.
Great. How you doing?
You know what I mean, though, when I said don't be too friendly.
Yes,
but
I do.
Sometimes
know what you
mean. I'm not gonna lie, guys are really stupid too when a girl's hitting on them.
I got a woman.
When they're in love. No, yeah, when they're low. Some guys don't really see
I got a woman. I don't give a fuck how nice a bitch has been because, bitch, you don't matter. I got a queenship here. Like, bitch, you don't matter. So she'd be like, damn, that bitch being hella friendly with you. I'm like, we're in a restaurant. I asked her where the restroom was.
No, that's not even a good example. I'm not even going to put him on blast right now.
Put me on blast.
Okay, next topic.
I don't really have.
I feel like it's more do's than don'ts, honestly, because it kind of goes hand in hand. So, like, another one we can do a do is a mutual respect.
Mutual respect, yeah. Respecting the boundary, like respecting everything you want, and then it's like vice versa.
Yeah, you have to have a mutual respect, even if you don't understand. Try to understand it. Like, for example, what me and Dwayne deal with around our friends and family is. Not liking girls' photos on Instagram.
Yes. Don't like girls' photos on Instagram, fellas. It's no
especially
point.
She's just naked. If it's your friend or whatever, that's normal. But if it's a random girl you don't know.
Like a random verified bitch or something, it's like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like, it's even like if your girl did that, she was liking hella buff-ass guys, you know. And
hella just like, Imagine if you went through, look, for all the fellas that's sitting up here like Dwayne, you a bitch, you a sellout, yada, yada. Fellas, if you went through your girl's life history and it was full of just only dick prints, bigger than yours, just only
or
dick
just
prints.
Or buff guys.
Or just buff guys, and you got a little beer gun, you got some titties or something, and it's just buff, make muscular men of the opposite race. How would you feel? How would you feel?
Why did we race into it?
Hey, I mean, come on. I'm a black dude, so I don't know if I see a whole bunch of buff white men, I'll be like, damn, am I not what she wants at all?
And see how he feels about that? That's how a girl feel. Like, if I went through his like, and he only like big booty white girls, I'm be like, go get
damn,
yourself a
Dwayne,
white girl.
You would have fucking family size, very lovable wife booty size Asian girl right now. And honestly, it's like, look, fellas, the biggest thing that I really had to understand was, look, she'll tell me that, and I'll be like, bro, I'm not going to fuck this bitch. Why does it matter? It's not the fact that you're not going to fuck the bitch and it matter. Would you be mad if I did it? Yes. That's all I'm saying.
That's the easiest way to flip the script and make someone understand, but don't gaslight them.
Don't gaslight
them. Yeah. That's another thing. Oh, that's a dope. Don't gaslight. We used to do that to each other.
I'm a black belt in gaslighting. The only
look, guys, it's because he's a Virgo too. Oh, you guys know that.
I used to be a very, very toxic Virgo, very toxic and dangerous. The old Dwayne is a man I wouldn't let my daughter be around. But now, how am I now?
You're better now, but he can gaslight you if he doesn't like you.
Yes, I'm extremely better now. But remember how we're talking about shit stemming from our trauma? It's my mama's fault. It's her fault and my daddy's fault. If you meet my mom and my dad, make them mad. They gonna hurt your feelings. That's probably why I forgive so quick, because no matter what you say to me, it ain't that bad. I've heard worse.
Honestly, huh?
So now I'm a friendly neighborhood gaslighter. If you want somebody's feelings hurt, you could count on me.
Especially with customer service.
Customer service, I'll get your money back.
But anything else?
Let's see. No gaslighting. No bringing up something that we got over as ammunition in a new argument.
I understand. I do that. But another thing is, a lot of women do that.
Nah. You can't do that.
All right.
Oh, okay. That's what you want to do, huh? Remember? No. A comeback should never start off with.
Yeah, I know. You're
remember?
Right.
Remember?
Right. Once you guys agree that you guys are over and past it, yes, don't bring it up, because that's just going to keep causing more tension and arguments. On
that means you're not over it. That means that you haven't gotten over it. That means that you're still mad about it. Like, how many, like, shit. I could use it as an example because it don't relate to us. But how many times have you heard about somebody cheating and then they stay together? And then later on, it becomes an issue. And it's like, well, if it was that bad, we should have just ended it. But if we going to stay together after the fact, you can't bring it up.
9 times out of 10, y'all shouldn't even stay with each other.
Nine times out of 10, you shouldn't stay with each other. Because guess what, fellas? That whole saying, if a woman cheats or if a man cheats, which one is worse? A woman, of course. You don't think so?
You're just equally bad.
Yeah, it's equally bad. It's bad in both directions.
Honestly.
But it's like, bro, if you get into the point of, damn, my dick is getting hard for somebody else that is not my girl and I'm about to bust a nut, and she in a point of, damn, I'm getting wet for a guy that's not mine, fellas. She laying on her back. You could think, oh, nah, women turn dick down all day. She knew what she was doing. Nah, playboy. Because as many times as you gotten hard and you jacked off to get over the hardness, you didn't have to go DM a bitch and meet up a bitch and fuck a bitch. Like, why is cheat culture so popular? Y'all know y'all can't be single, right?
Honestly.
You know you could just be single. Nobody's judging you if you being a slut. But
you're going to be an asshole and cheat. Just know when karma come back around, no one's going to feel sorry for you.
Exactly.
Facts.
And then it's like, my thing is like, if I'm a man who carries myself a certain way, then it's like, I want people to look at my woman and be like, damn. D is untouchable. She is held at a higher standard. Like, if I'm out here fucking bitches and cheating, I would look like the goofiest nigga on the planet to have a woman this good standing next to me, and everybody done had me. That brings my value down. That makes her look fucking crazy because everybody like, oh, look at Dwayne, had him last night. Like, nah, that's fucking terrible.
That can lead to another dump. Don't settle for bullshit.
Don't settle for bullshit. I was in this relationship, this trauma, I got over. So now in this relationship, I'ma just be cool with it. Like, nah, don't settle for nothing. If I'm with D and I'm like, hey, I really don't like when you bring my past up. Just an example, you bring my past up to bring me down. And then we break up because of it. And then my new relationship, I'm with somebody who brings my past up all the time. That brings me down. And I stick with it because I'm trying to not be in the last relationship when I was in, when you just shouldn't tolerate shit at all. Like, anything that makes you not happy, don't question it. Don't tolerate it. That simple. All right, so that wraps up this last episode where we just got done talking about do's and don'ts, the importance of communications, and financial planning in your relationship. We hope all these topics and our experiences help you guys out in the future. Fellas, listen to some of the do's and don'ts on my half. Let me know if you feel like what I said was some real ass shit. Let me know what you feel is good in the relationship. Ladies, same exact feedback for Miss Delana Jackson. Is there anything you want to add?
No, it was fun being here. Thanks for having me.
Good for having you. I've been asking her for a very long time to please be on the show. Now she's finally on the show. So now I'm happy. And this wraps up, shit, probably my favorite podcast ever because I got Baby Neil here. Have a good one. Let me know. Give me some feedback on the bottom of what you guys want to see, how you guys feel about the episode. Baby D has an Amazon. She be dressing fresh. Her whole outfit, probably not the Skims dress, is from Amazon. She be styling clothes on Amazon. She puts outfits together. She does makeups, face routines. She has a TikTok. She has clout on TikTok. What's your TikTok?
D Loves Beauty.
D Loves Beauty. And what's your Instagram? Delana. DuLayna. What, an underscore at the beginning?
NAH underscore.
At the end. So go get fresh. Go get swaggy. Let me know what you guys think about this episode. And this is...
Let's talk.
Forella.